Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bureau Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Along with the other co-host.
How's it going, Carl Brogo?
Our producer.
Hey, Kevin.
I know last week I said I wasn't going to comment on it anymore, but I have to know what the fuck that one was supposed to be.
That was Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I didn't get it. Zach, that appears to be a problem on the computer. I'm not...
Oh, motherfucker. Fuck you with those updates. All right, well, Ustream will be back up shortly.
Yeah, but for right now, in case anybody listening didn't know, I almost want to restart the fucking show.
No.
Seriously?
No.
The whole computer is shut down.
It'll be fine.
How is that going to be fine? And why is your computer shutting down anyway? Is it dead?
Windows updates.
Oh, Windows updates.
I do
okay.
That shit. You know.
Well, we're doing a little late. I mean, not only because of AJ's elite dinner, but I also have been under the weather. I'm going to try not to gramps it up too much with my fucking gnarly cough during this episode, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
you just suck back in some of that cough syrup. You'll be all right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, nothing like a tall glass of cold beer will ease a cough.
The cure what ails you.
It is funny that we were talking about during the break drug tests.
Because, yeah, we were.
You know. You're graduating soon.
That's true.
So you want to make sure you got a clean bill of health, so to speak, once you're done.
Mm.
Have you ever taken a drug test before?
Yes.
What kind of piss?
Cheek swab.
Oh, the cheek swab. See, that's what I've had before as well, the cheek swab.
Really? Yeah.
Never had that.
No? You never had that?
Yeah, when I worked at a grocery store for a summer, they had me and this other kid do it, and this other kid was like, fuck, dude. Thank God I just got clean. Like, it's all good. Now I'm going to go home and smoke my fucking brains out. I was like, all right. And then, like, 2 days later, it came back. And they were like, oh, yeah. The test results got skewed, so we need you both to take it again. And at that time, I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And that kid immediately was like, nope, fuck that. And, like, never saw
it. He didn't take it?
No.
See, I would say it's better just to go ahead and do it on the off chance that you get away with it.
Somehow.
Instead of immediately incriminating yourself by refusing.
Yeah.
That's what happened at Reliable. We were sprung one totally out of nowhere this one time. Oh, and I got a message from my mom that says, make sure to offer the guys the Easter candy. I think that you found
that
out.
That did happen. Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Ebeling. The Butterfinger eggs were delicious.
Thanks a lot.
Anyway, I definitely got stoned the night before. And so we had this cheek swab. But that's always my immediate reaction is don't panic. Like, just go with it or else everyone's going to think you're totally fucking guilty. So they give you the swabs, and you have to administer them, but the HR lady reads you instructions, like, you're supposed to do it. And it's like, why is AJ giggling so hard?
He's laughing.
That your mom texted in, and then, like, the very next thing you say is, so anyways, I got stoned that night.
Well, my mom's not watching. It's fine.
Yeah, no, she's not.
I mean, she knows I'm doing the show. Oh, that's a good point. She couldn't even actually be watching.
Yeah, no.
That's funny. I started this show with streaming live on Ustream.com. We were streaming for, like, 2.8 seconds.
Yeah. Hey, it was running fine all before the show.
It was
and
a fucking sweet 2.8.
Anyway, one thing I did do, though, is they say, when they give it to you, stick it in your mouth, swab, like, do like a circular motion around your cheeks and gums or whatever, and then hold it there like you would a thermometer. But what I did is kind of went real, like, didn't actually touch it to anything, and then when you're supposed to stick it and hold it like a thermometer, I bit it between, like, my two back molars, like this one. And kept it like that for, I think it's, like, 180 seconds or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was real specific. I was surprised. I'm like, I don't know why, like 3 minutes or something. And then afterwards they put it in and nothing ever happened. Now, I don't know if somehow I was able to cheat it or if the test didn't work because swabs aren't that reliable from what I hear anyway. Or they just saw that I popped for GHC and said, oh, well, we don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe they just never submitted it. I never tested it.
Any of your parents ever threaten you a drug test when you were in high school?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, mine too.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, I always thought it was the biggest fucking bluff, though.
Clearly.
My parents would have done it, like, no question. If I had ever come back with, like, red eyes or something, I have no doubt they would have made me.
See, I got away with smoking weed for years, as Andrew knows. One time, thanks to his dad. Anyway.
I remember that story.
Did we ever tell it on the show?
You did.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, for years and years and years. And then one day, I was like, I was still living at my parents', of course. I think I was 20 years old already at this time. And my buddy and I had gone over to another friend of mine's house, Shivers. I don't know who remembers him. And he had a volcano. Anybody know what that is?
Yes.
It's like a really awesome vaporizer that fills up the big inflatable turkey bag and you rip out of it. And man, we sat there all day just fucking ripping out of this volcano. I was high as fuck. And then it chilled for like 3 hours of no smoking. Got in my car. We drove home, me and my friend. As soon as we walk into my mom, like into my parents' house, my mom looks at us and goes, you guys look really high. I wasn't expecting it because it had been 3 hours. So I figured I was totally fucking straight. And I'm like, nope, no, we're totally fine. Like, nothing's going on. She goes, oh, really? So if I had a drug test right now, would you take it and pass it? I was like, yeah, duh. And so my mom disappears from the room, and I'm like, fuck, dude, I've called this bluff like 10 times, and nothing ever happened. Also, my mom pops in, like, flashes right in my face the drug test box, and it even has a green label because it says it's specified for THC.
Nice.
Like, my immediate reaction was I just turned around and walked out. My friend and I both, like, I just left. That was the only option I could think of at that time. We drove to the pool, the neighborhood pool near my house, and stopped and were like to reflect on it for a second. And the next thing I knew, we were asleep, and we slept for like 30 minutes in my car. And then I woke up and was like, damn, did that really just happen?
Jesus.
That sucked. But yeah, I never took that drug test.
That's great. Lucky you.
Yeah.
You had very understanding parents.
Your mom didn't.
Yeah, when you came home, she was just
no.
Like, oh, never mind.
No, it didn't happen. Well, I mean, I had a really good system for a while of avoiding my parents at that age. Where I wouldn't show up back to the house until like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
When nobody, you know, and my mom's not going to come in and fuck with me early in the morning, and my dad gets up and goes to work. So then when my mom's doing something or she's out, I'll just wake up in the morning, slip out for the day again, or go to work or whatever. I may have had to get up and go to work. That's another way to slip out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There was a point.
It was a great time of being a scumbag in my life.
It always feels shitty when you feel like you're caught.
Oh, it's the worst. Dude. I feel like the blood just like rushes, drains out of my face. I'm like,
immediately
oh,
sober. Yeah.
Yep.
There was a time when I was over here, and we were hanging out, we were watching some movie or something, you know, getting up to shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't really shenanigans at our age, you know, we're hanging out in a safe environment, we're not getting out of control.
Yeah. And I went back to my place, I don't really remember if we went to Craps or not. And I got back to my place, and for a while, my girlfriend and I were FaceTiming, and so I got back, and I was like, oh, I'll FaceTime her, what the hell, and I forgot that she went home for the weekend. Like back to Houston. And so she FaceTimed me.
The fam?
Yeah. She FaceTimed me. She's like, hey, I'm with my family. I was like, oh, that's cool. She's like, yeah, check it out. And she turns it to him. And I was like, hey. And like, my eyes were
they
totally
tell.
Fucking red. And her stepmom, who I think got into a lot of weird shit when she was younger, and she's got
like
a couple of her kids with weed. She was like, hey, Zach. And I was like, hey. And she's like, are you stoned? Like, just immediately.
Like, just fucking around, or was she serious?
No, she's just out of nowhere. She's like, are you stoned? I was like, no. And she's like, oh, okay. I was like, I had a couple of beers at my friend's place. She's like, gotcha.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah. A couple of beers doesn't fuck up your eyes. That reaction, though, that's a terrible situation.
No, that was, immediately sobered up. I was like, no. Just,
if you were going to try to pass it off as being drunk, as alcohol, you should have said you were kind of drunk.
Yeah.
Because then it kind of does explain it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I probably could have come up with something better on the spot, but I was terrified. I didn't know what to do.
No,
I've never been a deer in the headlights like that. In my own home, on my phone, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, because every person who's stoned thinks that everyone else in the world knows they're stoned, and 90% of the time it's not true. But that one time that it happens and it is true, you shit your pants. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
As a kid, I would always be paranoid going to the movies high, because I did it all the time. Until I was finally an adult and I realized, why do I give a fuck if anyone knows I'm stoned?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I'm not going to get in any trouble just because someone suspects that I'm high.
That's true.
But it's funny, when you're young, you think that just the fact that you got stoned is automatically like an arrestable offense. That if a cop knows you're high, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Even though, of course, that wouldn't actually happen.
I still think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I prefer to get stoned at my house and just chill there.
That's true.
I was fucking with Andrew a little bit last week, though, and we were at Applebee's. I hate when he does this, man. He's done this to me 3 weeks in a row on a topic.
What are you talking about? Applebee's?
No, he skirts an issue.
Oh.
I really don't want to talk about that particular one. Like,
God damn, you guys suck.
No. Well, I don't like talking about it either, but here we are. I always get sucked into topics on this fucking show.
Well, that's what's so annoying is, first of all, the odds that anyone are listening to this specific thing would like figure anything else about you guys. The fact that you draw attention to it is the only thing that would ever possibly incriminate you.
That's true.
I mean, if you just went along with it, nobody would ever know the fucking difference. Where now you said that, anyone could go back and listen to any fucking episode and hear all the different things we've admitted on the air.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. You were fucking with me at Applebee's last week.
Yeah. But now I can't go into it. Now it's not a funny story
anymore. What we say on this show isn't any kind of admission of guilt because it's not hard evidence. It's not proof.
I don't worry about anything I say on the show.
So I don't worry that much either.
I might want to be president one day.
Plus, nobody's fucking listening anyway. And I like to think that if I want to be president, I want to rule over a nation that is okay with cannabis use.
Andrew, you might want to restructure your professional aspirations if that's what you're doing right now. I mean, I'm just going to say.
We'll see.
You might want to run for a small office or something.
It's a slow burn. It's a slow burn. I'm giving it until I'm 30, okay? That's the youngest I can be president.
Get on the city council of Louisville or something, and then we'll talk.
I don't want to be in the city council of Louisville.
Why the fuck not? Maybe you could make a difference.
I'm going to be mayor of Kerrville or something like that.
I like the drug test. I love that something almost always will come up at the beginning of the... while we're just fucking around before the show that I can jump in with.
That's true.
Then I don't have to go to my itinerary, which I did have stuff. Because I want to talk about Wolf of Wall Street because I watched it and I liked it.
Do it.
I finally watched an Oscar... a Best Picture nominated film of 2013.
I really wish I could have watched it with you. That's what sucked, is that I had shit to do. But well, I'm glad you got to check it out.
No, I was at home sick, and I literally made a day of it.
Yeah.
Where I would watch a little bit, maybe get stoned, get something to eat, come back to it. It was spanned over like 5.5 hours. I finally watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it.
It's an epic film.
I would very much say it's in the style of filmmaking of like Blow and Lord of War. And Goodfellas, even though it's not a mafia movie.
No, it reminds me of Goodfellas, too.
It reminds me of Lord of War a lot.
I could see that.
You like Lord of War, right?
Yeah, Lord of War's cool.
I think that's a major underrated film. I fucking love Lord of War.
Definitely.
I think Nick Cage is a major underrated actor.
I also... All right, I want to get off Wolf of Wall Street. There's really not that much there, because something else popped in my head that I don't want to forget.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So if you had access to lewds, you'd take them?
Of course I would.
Quaaludes?
I would absolutely try them.
They have to still be... There's got to be some still around, right? I know it's been like 30 years, but like somewhere there's got to be. Maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, recreationally, nobody makes them. I don't think they're available via prescription in any capacity anymore.
There's a chemist in a lab somewhere who has to make LSD. I don't think they would.
No, I'm sure they could synthesize it. Somebody who knew the way it could do it. But yeah. No, I would love to try it.
I'm sure there's a box in a warehouse somewhere.
It's originally a tranquilizer, so I would say it's a similar type of effect of Xanax or something like that.
Yeah.
I know it fucks up your motor skills in that same way.
That is interesting.
Lewds play a very big part in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, dude. They're the primary drug.
Yeah.
The movie take place in like the 90s?
It starts 80s, in the 80s, which I thought lewds were already phased out by the 80s, but apparently not. Too.
If you have enough money, I suppose.
Shit. Now I forgot what I was going to talk about that I really wanted. Oh, when I was listening back today in the shooting loads and the big dick thing.
Yeah.
Which I found was a great... If for anyone who wasn't listening last week, we had an argument about if you... Zach, you set it up. It was your idea.
Yeah, if you went to a doctor and he had two pills and one would make you shoot huge loads the rest of your life and the other one would just make your dick bigger, which would you take?
Yeah, and I want more input from our listeners on this. I know John said he would pick loads.
Loads.
Now, I really want to know a female's perspective on this.
Okay.
Because I guarantee you they'd take the bigger cock.
I don't know.
But maybe not.
It might hurt. Yeah.
John calls and says that his girlfriend loves body shots, so maybe she wouldn't. And what the fuck was he talking about? The clumps of cum coming out 2 days later.
That was
thing,
weird.
By the way. I still don't buy that.
Yeah, I didn't know
I've
where that
I've never
was
heard
going.
Of that from anyone in my entire life.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, maybe it's just because we have sex a lot, Kevin. I'm like, dude, I've been having sex for 11 years.
Yeah.
I would think that I would have heard of this at some, if not from my personal experience, from someone else's experience.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Zach, you want to go ahead and get the Ustream fired up again?
Yeah, get this going.
I mean, that's one of those things that you probably never had occasion to ask about, though. I mean, is that something you really want to know? Particularly if it's a girl who you're banging and you presumably still want to bang. Like, if you're going to go down on her or something, you want to think, geez, that jizz I shot up there 2 days ago might still be coming
Look,
down.
I talk very frankly with my female companions, Andrew. But no, you're absolutely right. If I banged a girl one night and the next morning she took a shower and I came over, I would go down on her without even worrying about it, without even thinking about it.
But if you were thinking, man, you might get some drippage of my own seed, you might think twice about that.
Yeah, but I think that's if that were something that really happened, that it's something people would know about.
I was under the impression that shit stays there for like a week.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
I don't know.
I refuse to believe I'm eating my nut days later.
But
after.
But see, even amongst this group, who knows for sure? So...
No, you're right. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So I think that your brother may have a point. It's possible.
Ryan, can you Google it?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to find a fucking thing if you Google that.
I think you absolutely will.
Somebody has asked that question on a web board.
How long does semen remain in the vaginal cavity?
I'm going to go 5 to 7 days.
Post-coitus. No, that's so ridiculous.
No way. 5 to 7 days.
Yeah, that sounds a little ridiculous to me. I think 2 days is not...
First of all, the vagina itself is already kind of like a self-cleaning oven. I've heard doctors even describe it that way. That it flushes things out and cleans things.
Look, you guys have been
on the planet
6 years longer than me, okay? Think about how dumb you're going to feel if I'm right. You've had way more sex than me. Well, I mean, Kevin has.
If you're what you're... I'm sure... AJ may have banged more strange, but I've had more consistent sexual partners.
Good for you.
I don't want to find out if I've eaten my own nut. I mean, for fuck's sake, I probably went down on chicks. Who knows the last time they banged? I may have eaten some other guy's nut.
Ew!
It's like if you had the ability to find out when you die. You almost don't want to know.
That is exactly true. It's like if you break up with a girl for a brief period and she wants to know if you were with anybody while you were broken up. I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, I don't want to fucking know anything, all right? Just don't tell me.
Absolutely. I would never ask a girl, like, how many dudes have you slept with? No. I do not fucking want
to know. I do not want that number. No, I would never ask a girl that.
Just...
Zach, why is this taking so long? I need you, buddy.
What? You can't just have a conversation with me, Kevin?
Well, you see, Andrew, I thought last week's show ran so well. It was like a finely oiled machine. And when Zach is up like this, it just feels like there's parts missing from the machine, and that bothers me.
All right, well, I'm hurt. I feel like I was helping carry the weight here. I mean, somebody's got to, because Scharfenberg is just fucking around with his phone.
Well, yeah, but I am
looking up shit for the show, producer.
All right, here's the deal.
They're talking to a fucking microphone.
It says 7 to 8 days, semen.
Holy shit! The
Okay. He's saying 7 to 8 days that sperm can live inside.
Yeah.
Okay, but who knows where the fuck it is, because sperm goes way up in there. You know, because it could go up into the cervix into areas that are no that I'd never even have to concern myself with.
What website
did I don't know that it's going into my mouth.
WebMD. I did not eat
holy
my
shit,
own nut.
WebMD. Okay, that's about as authoritative as
I thought it was 5 to 7. 7 to 8 too long.
He's talking about sperm itself, though, I think. Not like the actual liquid.
It says it can live up to 5 days, but...
Well, that doesn't surprise me that much.
I don't think it's somehow better if you're tasting the swimmers instead of the whole thing.
No, but the swimmers may not be in the cavity. They may be up... Who the fuck knows where they are? It's a whole new, a brave new world up inside there.
Uncharted territory.
That's right.
Yeah. Except for the brave explorer.
Is it possible some kind of a microorganism swam its way into my mouth over the years? Probably. It probably has happened to any of y'all.
Man, your children just trying to return to the home.
You've even, each of you, I believe, have admitted that a girl gave you a beej, and then during coitus, you still made out with her.
Yeah, definitely.
It's every bit as possible that a swimmer got into your mouth from that. I would say more possible.
Have you done that?
Of course.
All right.
Well, I mean, every time you've gone down on a chick and then made out with her after, right? Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah,
so
like
I don't want to be a double standard.
If you put a few minutes between it in your head, it's like, well, it's all gone, but it's
fine. Yeah, no, if I bust a nut, it's different. Now, if I bust a nut in a girl's mouth and then she brushes her teeth after, yeah, I'll make out there.
I try and be like, hey, do you want to...
You probably get more sperm from that than from going down after it on her, like, a couple days later.
Yeah, if you let her use your toothbrush, then you were brushing with your own load.
No. I'm saying a chick who has her own toothbrush here. I'm speaking to a specific circumstance.
You're brushing your teeth with your own load, bro.
Yeah, no fucking broad uses my toothbrush. moving forward. I didn't want to start with that thing about the ferry sinking this week.
The who?
The ferry sinking, because last week I started with the people getting stabbed, and Andrew was like, this is really dark. I don't like this conversation. Dude, I got the cramps so bad.
You do.
That time of the month?
You heard my voice the other day, man. It's fucking horrible.
It's not quite as bad as a mass murder, you know?
No. Tell me about this ferry thing. What the fuck happened?
This ferry, see, originally I thought that it sank, but apparently not. It capsized.
Duh.
And a bunch of people are fucking missing, like hundreds.
Yeah.
And where is this?
South Korea.
Nice.
That's pretty much all the information I've got on it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, it's like the missing plane. Like, how come in our this day and age does it take us this long to figure this shit out? Like why don't we just find these fucking people? Why don't we find the fucking plane? You know what? I think this ferry was sank on purpose as a way to get people's minds off the missing Malaysian jet.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Obama. But actually, here's something that I heard on the way over here, that the captain of that ferry was one of the first people to abandon ship, and he's still alive.
Much like that, the cruise ship.
I know, like, how would you live with yourself? Like,
well, dude, that captain who bailed on that cruise ship,
the Costa Concordia.
Is that the name of the ship?
Yeah.
Okay, that's something. What line was it, though?
Norwegian, I believe.
Okay. Anyway, that guy's excuse was, because everyone was giving him shit for abandoning him, is that he... in running in the midst of the prey, he tripped and fell into a lifeboat. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite, man.
I tripped and fell in, and then the boat went off, and that was it. I couldn't get back
on. They have
on.
To be taking a statement and be like, you are reaching new heights of cowardice. Like, you know that, right?
I tripped and fell into a lifeboat.
Like, you are the prince of pink pussies. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. That's pretty fucking great. What an awful excuse. But, I mean, what else are you going to say? It's probably better than anything I would come up with on the spot.
I don't think there is an excuse. I think I would have said, yeah, I shit my pants and I bailed with everybody else.
I would morbidly respect them more if they just said, yeah, I didn't want to die, so I jumped in the lifeboat. I mean, I wouldn't respect them as people, but I'd be like, well, I guess I can.
It's kind of funny about that situation, though, that if the guy would have just stayed on the fucking boat, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
It didn't even sink. The water was too shallow for it to sink anyway. You would have been perfectly safe on the fucking bridge.
Huge fucking coward.
Yes. That is an unbelievable cowardly activity.
The Prince of Pink Pussies. That's some solid alliteration there.
That was a total gamble by that guy. He was like, well, I'm going to bet that the ship will go down and people will die, so I'm going to get on the boat. And he gets on land, and the ship's okay. He was like, fuck.
Yeah, true.
Like, god damn it.
Dude, and plus, as soon as he set foot on solid ground, if I were that guy, I would have fucking hit the ground running, dude. Yeah. I would have been out. Just like, throw away the
wallet.
Yep. You know, just disappeared. Backpacked through Europe for the rest of my life. Like, just completely go off the grid. Because I'm pretty sure that guy faces trials and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If they don't find the body, then they would just assume, well, probably died a hero.
Yeah, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
But I swear there would be people forever. They're like, I swear I saw that fucking guy in my lifeboat. Or he's just some asshole who grabbed the captain's hat on his way out the door.
What happened when he got off the lifeboat? I don't know. He just took off running. That was...
All right, let's move on from that shit. I just wanted to dip into a little bit of a one current event. I know you have...
news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought a couple of things this week to talk about as well.
Did you?
A couple of lists and whatnot.
Oh, shit.
But I wanted to know where we are with the reunion thing. I want some progress done on this.
All right, here's where we are with the reunion thing.
The reunion show, for listeners who don't know what we're talking about.
Typically, if I do happen to run into Melissa... she'll say, like, oh, hey, and I'll be like, oh, hey, what's up?
Are you saying you haven't run into her since last week's show?
No, I did run into her. I was like, hey, how's it going? She looked at me and then looked back and said nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think we've officially crossed that point from, like, oh, hey, to just, like, ignoring each other.
You know, she's...
which is a really shitty position for me because...
she's casually stepping into gash territory. I hope you realize that.
Casually stepping in?
Yeah.
Running full speed.
Well, I mean, you should be able to sympathize a little bit.
Like,
but she can at least still be cordial.
She heard me. I know she fucking heard me.
You really think she cold-shouldered you?
I do, which sucks because trying to get her here is going to be a lot fucking harder if that's her approach.
That is really douchey. I was hoping you'd say, why don't you come into the show? That one guy, Andrew's there. I know he's a douche, but there's going to be lots of people. It's a reunion episode. Besides, if you want to give it to him, you can, you know, argue with him, whatever the fuck. And then say, hey, and if you happen to have a piping hot one, ready to rip, like...
you haven't got, if you haven't got something in the oven, you just want
to,
you know...
if you have a steaming hot diarrhea fart with AJ's name on it, yeah. Who's to say you shouldn't plant one in his mouth?
That's true.
He's in the mouth. I'm not going to open my mouth for him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay, if she was willing to go bare-assed, I'd probably be willing to go open mouth.
I thought he was going to suck it down like a bong rip. Hold it in for a couple seconds.
Well, that would be pretty good for the show. Sure.
Oh, no.
No?
Yeah, dude, that... before, it's always been... she's always been like, oh, hey, how's it going? And I've been like, hey. And so I figured it would be a lot easier, but if this is where we've moved, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But I did... approach that situation thinking this is going to happen, and she totally blew my ass off. So
no, I think that I really find that particularly rude.
Yeah, what changed, man?
Yeah, what the fuck did you do to her? Never brush. I mean, even since she left the show,
yeah,
or since we gave her the boot ski, you haven't really said anything mean.
No,
I mean, I'm sure I have. I'm always drinking and whatnot. God knows what the fuck I've done. Andrew was a dick before he ever even started here, so yeah. He's off the hook.
Yeah. Right, and she doesn't know Ryan. So.
No.
What a shitty situation for me to be
That's
in.
Why it has to be this guy. By way, I'm pointing to Ryan, audience.
Right.
I don't really think she's going to say yes. She knows the same.
Well, there's only one way to know for sure, amigo. She keeps on coming up in my recommended friends on Facebook. Maybe I could send her a request.
If you were Melissa and this guy comes up to you and asks you to come back on the show, are you going to say yes?
Well, why wouldn't I?
He's not the most persuasive individual.
Come on, Ryan is very articulate. He's very friendly. Our listeners love this guy. Why wouldn't Melissa?
I don't think this guy could sell me water if I was in the desert for 40 days.
A tall glass of water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy couldn't sell me a condom if I was about to fuck Courtney Love.
Why would you be about to fuck Courtney Love?
I don't know.
Why would he be about to sell you a condom?
Well, you know, Ryan's future as a condom salesman.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys see the video of that douche wipe getting kicked in the head by that train?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. some fucking asshole, some young kid decides he's gonna take a selfie by a passing train, like a speeding train.
Right.
But he's gonna stand at a safe distance, and he stands there, and I guess hanging on the train, there's like a conductor or some kind of a guy who works, you know, a train worker
or something.
Yeah. And they're passing by, and the guy's foot is hanging off the side of the train, right where the guy's headed. The guy gets fucking kicked in the face.
Yeah. He was taking a video and he's like, I think I just got kicked in the head. Like,
no, he big time got kicked in the head.
So he's still cognizant enough to actually keep on talking.
Yeah. Look on his face is fucking priceless.
That's like, that could kill you if a dude was going 60 miles an hour. No, I'd say he's pretty fucking lucky.
Yeah.
Or any other like appendage that could have been sticking out from a train that you could have got clipped by. I think that guy was pretty lucky.
I think that was
lucky.
The point fucking somebody was making today was that concerning that, it's like there might have been like a piece of metal or something hanging off, and that dude kicking him was softer than him getting clipped something. So
maybe that guy saved his ass.
Yeah, it didn't look like.
Or that guy's a dick. Because that guy had to see that kid coming, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was totally a situation where it's like, kid's got a camera, perfect.
Yeah,
he'll never catch me. It's the perfect plan. I'm on a train.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nothing ever gets caught on cell phone camera these days.
That fucking kid. No. That was great.
Hey, we got a couple of minutes left. Andrew, what's up with Tinder? You bang any more chicks?
No, I thought it was going to close last week, but apparently it's going to go to date 3. So we'll see how that goes on Saturday. But the fucked up thing about Tinder is I can't quit using it, even when I've got like a decent situation to work on. So now I got one set up for Friday, another potentially on Sunday. It's going to be an exhausting weekend. It's getting harder and harder to keep my web of lies straight.
I have to say I really know where Andrew's coming from here. First of all, like when you have so many conversations going with different chicks, you'll forget about some too and they'll fall by the wayside. You're like, damn it, I had a good combo going with her. And now like it's been, you know, you forget all kinds of stuff like that.
Last week I found myself having to like wonder like, is she the one who said she liked this or something? And
oh yeah, or like, where does she work again? Exactly. God damn it. And you have to like backtrack through all this conversation. But I started taking... I got to find it. It might be in my app. It should be my photo stream. Pictures of my favorite Tinder profile pictures that I just think, why the fuck would you make that your picture?
Was it better or worse than the one that I sent to you like last week when I saw it and I was like, that's incredibly fucking off-putting.
I didn't think that one was that bad.
You didn't think so?
Hold on, my sister sent me a text that said no more Ustream, but I think it must have been before we fixed it.
Yeah.
Because it's rocking and rolling now.
Was the picture like a grande in a wedding dress or something?
She
no, I would say this is far better. Okay, first of all, this is her one picture. Which she's obviously has a pregnant belly.
okay.
Yeah, and if you look at the timestamp, it says August 14th, 2010. Why would you use a 4-year-old picture with a pregnant belly?
Yeah, that's pretty sketchy.
And that was her only picture, you said?
No, there were other ones that had nothing to do with children or anything, and nothing in her about section about having a kid. It just happened to be her first photo was her with a baby bump. Not even a baby bump. That's full on, like, she's about to give birth right there.
Sheesh.
This one also is another one of my favorites.
Oh, the no picture.
Classic.
Obviously, you're missing out on the finer points of Tinder.
Yeah.
The one fine point being that people just want to see what you fucking look like.
Yeah.
Can't really sell yourself on your inner beauty on a site like Tinder.
Now, I also laugh at some of the condom ads. And I know it's sad that some women have to resort to this as their profession, you know, but first of all, like Andrew was saying, I'm shocked at the prices sometimes. I mean, if it were late at night, I almost might consider getting on.
Absolutely. If I got back from the bar at 2 a.m. and I saw some of that shit.
Some of them are really high.
Yeah, go to the email address, be like, are you available?
This one says brownfling.com/roselove. $70 for an hour. Means you get to bang her for an hour is all I can assume. And then they usually have a half hour rate. Hers is $40 for a half hour with condom. However, if you cough up an extra 20, you can do it in the shower with no condom. Because pregnancy and STDs don't exist once you get in the shower.
I see a picture that's
check it out. It really does say that.
Wow. I figured you were exaggerating just a little bit, but...
That's pretty much it, man.
Yeah.
I don't even like that I touched your phone when I was reading that. Like,
you're getting an STD from touching my phone.
Yeah. It's so scummy, dude.
But if I was drunk enough to call up a hooker and never come over, I might ante up the extra 20 for a shower, no condom.
I imagine her being a salesman, being like, oh, you want to use the condom, really? Because just for an extra 20, we can go do this.
It's probably going to take you way longer with a rube.
Well, I mean, if I'm paying for the hour, I'm using the whole hour, so...
I want to know, like... What's the quarter hour rate?
Fuck that. This is the 10-minute rate.
I can make this happen. I can make it happen.
If you prorate it to 10 minutes, come on by.
Yeah, call her over and be like, hey, what can I get for $15?
Probably get a tug ski.
To complete?
A lot of times.
Until she's you probably get 10 minutes for $15.
Well, if I was drunk, a tuggy's never going to get the job done. But I had a lot of those hooker ads, those give a price for BJ as well.
Really?
I actually haven't seen one of those.
Yeah. I'll take a picture next time I see a BJ one. Okay. Nice. I don't see the horror ones enough, though. I wish there'd be more of them, because they're funny.
I remember when I was in Vegas, I picked up one of those little pamphlets for hookers. Escort services, I guess.
The cards?
Yeah.
Oh, they hand those things out like
fucking... Well, they got the little like newsstand things on the side.
Oh, see, I never picked up one of those.
Yeah, and you pop one of those open, and it's like a little magazine, which is basically like cards except with actual like contact information and shit. And yeah, it was great. In the beginning, it was like, you know, there's a page of, like, Asians, there's a page of, like, Latinas, there's a page of, you know. And you get to the back, and it's gay dudes, trannies, bondage chicks.
Nice.
And... one chick, she was like second trimester.
Oh my god, oh my god,
so gross, so gross.
That is completely, I thought that was
so great,
fucked.
That kid's gonna grow up to be president.
God, some asswipe in Vegas is like, I'm just really in the mood to tag a pregnant chick tonight. I don't know why, it just,
yeah, you know why. It's back there. It was like the last two pages, it was like dudes, trannies, bondage chicks, second trimester, and I was like,
you know, it's funny though. I wonder if it's actually a pregnant chick, or is this chick who has a bit of a spare tire, and that's how she found a way to market herself? Who knows?
Nice.
All right. Well, on that note, we're running a little bit over, so we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break. We have tons of stuff to get to when we get back. We got news with Zach. I got a couple of lists I wanted to talk about. Streaming live on Ustream.com. We will be right back with you. You're listening to The Status Bro.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back on The Status Bro Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with my co-host...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
The other guy...
Andrew Blondgren.
Our producer...
Ryan Scharfenberg.
And we got a lot of stuff to get to in the second half. We have Zach's news coming up pretty soon. But one thing I wanted to get into before we went, I had a list that I wanted to look at this week that I came across courtesy of GorillaMass.net. And you guys ever look at that site? Actually, I think I might have got this one off Bro Bible. I'm not sure.
Bro Bible. I actually looked at both of those today, to be honest. I didn't look at any of the lists, though. I just checked them out.
Actually, this was off OMGFacts.com.
Oh, yeah?
Hold on. I don't know that I like the placement of y'all's mic here. No, I didn't. Maybe erase it.
All right.
hey, Joe, want to give me a hand there? Yeah, there you go.
That's the sailor's way.
Yeah, all right. You guys should be good now. I had this list. There was 15 sex facts for horny freaks.
That sounds like a list for me.
Now, I want to know if any of these facts surprise you.
All right.
You know, let's...
Sex facts.
Number one. The largest erect human penis ever recorded is... How long do y'all think?
I'm going to go 15 inches.
Dude. That's ridiculous. I'd guess like 9 would be probably about the longest.
In human history,
I think Andrew's being a little conservative with 9.
I don't know.
If you had a 13-inch cock, there's no way you could get it all the way hard anyways. So what the fuck would it matter? It'd be like trying to have sex with a loofah or something like that.
Okay, but we are talking about the longest erect cock.
A yard long.
A yard. Ryan's swinging that? For the fences.
Yeah, 3 feet.
Right. You know, Ryan's going way out there, and I'm getting conservative.
All right. $1. The largest direct human penis ever recorded is 13.5 inches long. And it belongs to a man who hasn't had a steady relationship in 12 years.
I wonder why.
What a bitch.
I do wonder why.
Maybe he tells him,
that
like,
guy should
hey,
be crushing ass. If he had, I mean, he should be famous for having the biggest fucking erection in the world.
He should probably be in porn, yeah.
Belongs to a New Yorker named Jonah Cardelli Falcone. I'm going to guess he's Italian.
Is he a big guy? He's like a fat guy, wears glasses.
He's a bisexual American actor and talk show host. His willy is 9.5 inches, flaccid, 13.5 erect. But the huge penis is not a blessing. It rather condemns him to loneliness. He lives with his mom and his whale penis without a girlfriend for 12 years.
Yeah. Well,
but has he banged in the meantime is really the question.
Probably not.
Would you like to hear a quote from what he says about his huge cock?
I would like to hear that.
He says, "When I meet people, they find it hard to look me in the eye. They just see what's in my trousers. It's become a real problem." Yeah, I would love to have that problem. That people are worried about, oh, this guy's got a huge cock.
Well, you gotta,
I mean, 9 inches is fucking insane. Like, you can't wear shorts. I mean,
he says, when I was younger, I went out in tight pants and would sleep with a different position every night. But I became burned out and disillusioned. My last relationship ended in 1996. Now I just want to find a steady girlfriend who doesn't think I'm a freak show.
I bet that guy's right arm is monstrous.
Because he jerks off.
Yeah. Just like going up and down the shaft is like a fucking workout. It's like you're rowing a boat.
Yeah, you think when he's jerking off, he tries to do the full length, and maybe just focuses on one area and kind of does it.
He could two-hand it, for Christ's sakes. He can probably suck his own cock. Who knows, man?
You could get a pretty sick interview with that guy.
If I had an interview with that guy, that is one of the questions I would ask you, is if you can suck your own cock.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely.
If you ever, will you do it while we're here?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten one of your own loads?
All right, number two, facts for horny freaks. There's a product that literally smells like a woman's vagina.
Is it like perfume?
It's called vulva.
Of course.
They market it not as a perfume, but as a scent people are supposedly to apply one or two drops at a time.
Oh, no.
They market the product as both for men and women to use for different types of purposes. Though they are sure that they follow strict terms of reference in the cosmetic industry, all they reveal is that it contains organic parts. So what the fuck does that mean?
Chunks of salmon, probably.
Or
well, that could mean almost anything.
If you're not weirded out yet, and you're not a minor, you might want to learn about this. I find that pretty surprising. A pretty surprising sex fact.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So what are you supposed to do with it exactly?
I don't know. Upon my experience, vagina has never been a very desired smell.
Even if like somebody liked that smell, I don't think you want to walk into a business meeting and have the dude thinking about pussy, like, you know, right away.
Can you imagine the guy pitching this fragrance?
Does it count as a bizarre food?
You know the smell when you smell your fingers the day after you're with a girl? Yeah. What if we could bottle and manufacture and market something like that?
That's why it exists.
All right, number three. Kellogg's is partly responsible for the prevalence of circumcision in American society.
Kellogg's?
Kellogg's.
I get behind that.
I don't really know this one.
For reason?
I don't know. It says it's well known that circumcision can be tracked back to ancient Egypt, so it's not a new thing. It is still prevalent among Jewish and Islamic families, but also fairly common throughout the U.S. The reasons for this, partly because of the American cornflake mandate, John Harvey Kellogg. Kellogg declared a war on masturbation at the end of the 19th century, which sparked an anti-masturbation hysteria in society. This I did not know. This was in part because he was an influential politician. Many doctors thought that masturbation would lead to an exhaustion, paralysis, and heart disease.
Yeah.
I have heard, though, that if you're circumcised, you don't get the level of pleasure that if you were uncircumcised.
I've heard that. You know, Vince Gilligan's next TV series is going to be about Kellogg's.
Really?
Not really.
really
no, no, no. Boring. It's kind of backwards. Part of my family up in Michigan is from Battle Creek, which is where his thing is going to be take place, and Battle Creek is where Kellogg's started. That's where their factories are and everything. So
I did not know
at
that.
Some point, they're going to talk about that shit.
They're going to have to talk about this then.
Yeah, definitely.
Number four, Viagra was created to treat high blood pressure and heart disease.
I've heard that.
See, I find that a little bit surprising because the blood pressure thing, I would think Viagra would get your blood pressure going.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, the pressure is what gives you the blood and, you know, gives you a big, thick boner.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I would think it would encourage high blood pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
My blood pressure has to be higher than usual when I'm banging. Or at least when I have a boner.
You could get one of those home blood pressure tests and wrap it around your cock and then try it once. Yeah, and then do it hard idea. And like see what you come out.
Take my
with
blood pressure through my Johnson?
Yeah.
No, that is pretty good. Number 15, I don't really like so much. I'm going to skip over. I want to see number 16 is. Number 16, girls go through puberty at a younger age if their father isn't present in their lives.
That sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, that sounds very odd to me. Age.
I knew that. Just, I don't know.
I don't know why a father in the lives would impact the age of puberty, but who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
All right, number seven. The earliest porn films were made in 1896, just months after the premiere of the cinematograph. I don't want to know what that is. I'm educated in this.
It's essentially a slideshow. Yeah, they would put a bunch of pictures up on a thing, and they would spin it real fast, and
Well, see, I love this one. I love the thought that as soon as this technology was invented, people were thinking about stroking it.
Yep.
I love that, man. Like, what can we do with this that's naughty?
Yeah.
Almost immediately.
The first thing is like a crowd walking through an audience, like some dude watching it, and he's like, I have a vision.
Yeah. It has to be the same with when 3D technology was created. Some guy thought, like, dude, what if I could do this with porn?
Yeah. Porn probably wasn't even a word back then.
Okay, number eight.
John Porno, man.
That's women with a waist-to-hip ratio of 0.7 are generally rated as being more attractive. See, I don't know what a waist-to-hip ratio of 0.7 means.
Me neither.
So that one's... We'll null and void that.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
I guess it means the ass is fat. I don't...
There Some cities Ryan's in Sweden it. Have condom ambulances.
I have heard that.
What does that mean?
If you're gonna bang and you need a condom, you can call a number and somebody will show up on your doorstep and be like, here you go.
That's not. But by the time the condom shows up, you have to be, I mean, the mood has to have completely
died. That's why they're ambulances. It's not like a taxi cab. They throw the signs on.
You're right. It's an emergency.
People are in traffic like, oh, motherfucker, here it comes, and like pull off to the side of the road.
Well, if the response time is 30 seconds or less, then I'm probably good to go.
You gotta call it on your way home to the restaurant. It'll meet you there.
Oh yeah, you have to. I guess you could play it in advance.
Yeah.
But what if you're not even gonna get laid?
You gotta chip.
You still get to like peacock in front of the restaurant. Be like, oh, I need these condoms because I'm about to have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be super awkward though.
With a girl.
Try to beat it to the punch like the chick's at your place, and the condom ambulance shows up, and you're like, well, I just figured, you know.
All right. This one sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah.
Between 0.4 and 6% of women have an extra breast. And the first thing that my mind went to on this was, and tell me I'm not alone here, Total Recall.
Yeah.
You got the three tits.
Yeah, you're right.
I would assume that if you're like born with that shit, though, the doctor probably immediately approaches your parents and is like, we should probably fix this, like, now.
That's how I think of, too. But look, there is a picture here that they feature with it of a girl with three tits.
Yeah, that's the chick that was She was in that movie Shallow Hal. You ever see that?
No.
With Jack Black? Yeah, George Costanza is in that movie. And he
I remember Jason Alexander.
Yeah, because he has a weird tail, and so... In the end, yeah, but she actually exists. She does porn.
The human tail is also a very, very real thing.
She does. I've stumbled onto her once.
Pretty popular with a small
segment of the population. I was thumbing through some thumbnails and like saw a chick with three tits. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? But yeah, that's her.
All right, the rest of them, I went ahead and thumbed through here. Okay, this one didn't surprise me at all. This is the very last one, and then we're going to move on to Zach's news, if that's all right with you.
Why not?
Okay, magnum-sized condoms aren't that much bigger than regular ones. That doesn't surprise me, really.
I've heard that. I've heard a normal-sized dude can fit a.
Because I've used a magnum condom, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But I've also broken regular-sized condoms.
Yeah, see, that hasn't happened to me, lucky son of a bitch.
Well, you never busted a condom?
No.
You never did that.
I am average, my friend.
Condom breaking has got nothing to do with how big your dick is. It's just like...
No, it's not a very common thing that a condom breaks.
No, but it happens from time to time. I don't think my dick is any great shakes, but I've sure...
I remember one time my most scared was...
He's always
I was
that.
With this girl, like, it was way late at night, and I was banging for a long time using a bag, and I pulled out, and only, like, the elastic ring was still left on my dick. Like, everything else was gone.
The plastic had all melted off.
And I told her, and I'm like, where did it go? And she was like... I don't know. And like investigated and supposedly said, like, I have no idea where this went. Like, it's it's a fucking mystery.
It's like she has a latex IUD for the rest of her life.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's like an artifact.
Yeah.
This shit might be fossilized by it.
I would call bullshit on that, but I've actually had the same
thing. What, the disappearing portion of a bag?
I was wearing a bag when I started having sex with her, and afterwards I was not wearing the condom anymore.
Completely not wearing a condom?
Exactly. And I told her, I was wearing a condom when we started this, and she was like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick, and I never asked her what happened. I don't really want to know.
And it was never seen again.
Exactly.
Ooh. Now, if a fucking condom can disappear in a pussy, I believe that a load can disappear and not come out 5 days later.
Her next boyfriend was going down in the shower. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. A balloon just came out of your pussy.
Did you go to the carnival recently?
All right, well, that's all I have for 15 astonishing sex facts. We only have about 15 minutes left. Let's move on to Zach's news. What do you got, man?
Zach's news.
Zach's news.
Yeah, let me whip this shit out.
I actually have a couple extras, too, in case, you know.
Yeah, in case of bombs, yeah.
No, just other stories that are interesting.
But you should be ready for me to bomb.
All right.
All right, here we go. I don't Shit, I didn't retype this one. I just kind of threw it in here. Willie Nelson, all right, is about to become a fifth degree black belt. You guys know anything about this?
No, the guy's like 100 years fucking old.
He turns 81 next week, and apparently...
I'll bet you $1,000 right now that the second he gets his black belt, I could still whoop his ass.
Yeah. He's been training in the art of Taekwondo for the past 20 years with a private instructor. I was like, that kind of diminishes a black belt, doesn't it? Because, yeah, you could kick his ass. Like, who gives a fuck? He's 81 years old.
There's no way Willie Nelson could kick any of our asses, right?
But you know the guy who plays, not Charlie, Mac... Actually, apparently got a black belt when he was like 14. That's why it's a running joke in the series that he really sucks
at. Rob McElhenney actually has a black belt?
Exactly.
That is funny. So, I mean, yet he can't ever complete a legit roundhouse kick on the show.
Well, apparently Willie Nelson can kick his ass. So. Nice. All right. Earlier this week, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker signed an anti-revenge porn bill into law. The law makes it a misdemeanor to distribute an image of a
like
nude...
Like ex-girlfriends?
Yeah, nude or partially nude person, or of a person engaging in sexually explicit conduct without consent. Wisconsin is the third state to enact such a law this year, following Idaho and Utah.
Can I first say that this guy here who intervened is a total asshole? Yeah. Because...
Whoa, you really think so?
On that topic,
it kind of makes you don't think asshole. It's evil as shit? It's like, you know, if you've got pictures of an ex-girlfriend and you decide to take revenge by, like, just putting that out there... That is a total dick move. I don't know why you would defend that.
It's also kind of awesome, though.
I don't.
I'm not saying that I would do it, but I'm kind of glad it exists. Only in concept. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe the actual act of doing it. But, you know, Zach, maybe, you know, we watch more porn, maybe. I know Idja watches porn as well. You go to, like, an XGF website where there's videos. Those are always exciting, whether they're real or not. Now, if it is actually real, then maybe, yeah, that is kind of fucked up. But you never know the circumstances of these. Maybe it is a girl who is a total gash and kind of deserves to have this, like, thrown up there. Who knows what she did?
I already thought it was a misdemeanor.
I wouldn't let myself be on fucking camera doing a sex tape without acknowledging in some way in the back of my brain the possibility that it could be out there someday.
Yeah. See, but now you're blaming the victim, really. And I know you've got some feisty pictures of some girls on your phone. If you just decided to put those out there, is that
well, I would never do something like that, if that's
okay,
what
you would, but if somebody else did, would you be like, oh, well, that's really cool. Now I get to check out those pictures?
I may not say it was cool, but I may watch it.
And I may throw one.
That's why I try and ignore the context, but I think that if I read a story about, you know, oh, this girl really, really didn't want this video out there, it would be
You never checked out an XGF porn flick?
I feel like those are all fake, though.
But maybe they're not. But no, you're right. Because anytime you watch one of those, it's always a chick that pops up in another porn or something, and you realize that it's actually just an actress.
Well, some of them have to be real, right? That's the reason it's a fucking mystery.
Well, I don't know.
I don't watch a lot of amateur porn, though.
You thought Daredorm was real for a long time.
I did think Daredorm was legit.
I thought Daredorm was real. I thought College Rules was also real.
But
so.
I thought Daredorm was legit back in the day when they were like, they had a cheap-ass website, and it looked like it was thrown together by a fucking student somewhere, and I was like, wow. That's interesting, and now it's like super mainstreamed and starbucked, and it looks like every other porn site, and it's like, all right, this is fucking stupid.
No, but yeah, I would say, regardless of the circumstance, in the breakup or whatever any girl did, anybody, it is fucked up to present something like that on the internet. Not something that I would ever consider, if that's what you're looking for, Andrew.
I just think it's so weird that you were like, wow, the governor's an asshole for blocking other people from doing that.
That was interesting.
Well, not from doing that, but I mean, just I thought you meant from the collective whole of that concept of porn.
You got to know the governor probably has an ex-girlfriend who's got a video of him. And he's like, that's a misdemeanor. Fuck you.
Maybe.
I honestly thought it was a misdemeanor everywhere. I'm surprised that it's not.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that that's like news. It's like, oh, now it's a misdemeanor. It's like, so what? Before it happened, it's like, oh, well, you just can't get in trouble. That's just
so basically by what you're saying is that anytime I actually viewed an ex-girlfriend porno, whatever the fuck, that was presented on a mainstream website, that the odds are it was 100% fake and... orchestrated for the porn industry.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, see, on that level, I always feel okay. But I feel like Andrew and I have both done this in ways that could go back and forth, because I've done that for casting couch type videos where it may be kind of fucked up, but I say, this video is fake anyway, which I think most of them are, but what if it was real?
I've seen a couple videos where the reactions, maybe they were just acting really well, but the reactions to some of the requests and everything, I was like, that actually makes me a little uncomfortable.
I've been fairly convinced by those from time to time, and it kind of creeped me out.
they drop the smile and they're like, no, I'm not going to do that. And you're like, whoa, like that was a little too real.
Yeah,
no.
I think I've discussed it on the show before. Yeah, a girl's like, yeah, I'm not going to do anal. And he's like, oh, okay, let's do this.
And no, you're right. In the back of my head, I need to know that it's fake.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so I
don't. Because like an editor would probably go back and take out that part, but no, they leave it in just to like,
just to add to that, because whoever's watching it wants to see that. They want to know it's real and some girl's being degraded. It's
fucking weird, dude.
But casting couch and that kind of porn could absolutely be real.
I thought
they all signed waivers to do an audition for something like that. Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure if you like blow a load in somebody's face and they tell them, no job, not paying you, like I think that's a crime somehow.
Honestly, that's the reason.
Did they actually say that at the end of the
video? That's how all of those videos
end. See, I never watched that. I never see that.
He tells them, oh, by the way, I actually don't have a job and I'm not an agent. See ya.
Oh, see, I never seen one.
That's the big reason I stopped watching those, because I watched a couple and I was like, these are great. And then one time I got all the way to the end and yeah, that happened. He was like, oh, by the way, I don't have a job and I don't work here. This was fun though. I was like, I'm never watching one of these. Like, the creep factor's off the fucking...
Yeah, that is very, very creepy.
That's so weird, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, never get to the end. Pull back the curtain, it's too weird.
Okay, all right. Well, all I was saying is that I don't want to see an end to the ex-girlfriend concept of porno. All right? I wasn't saying that I wanted an end to seeing, like, creepy stuff that guys posted.
Also, what have been you mean by ex-girlfriend concept? Because usually they're still, like, together. Wouldn't it really be, if anything, girlfriend porn?
No, like, I'm pretty sure XGF is, like, an actual fucking website that caters to that.
It is, but... The videos I've seen from that site is like they're actually like a couple in the video itself. And then I dumped her.
No, the idea is that she dumped you, and then you decided to go ahead and be like, "Well, fuck her, let's throw these porn."
See, I think that's really fucking creepy too. Like, if you're going to the site, it's creepy if it's real. Reason, like. No, because like the audience they're catering to is like bitter dudes who are like, yeah, my girlfriend dumped me.
Well, no, I wouldn't go to it for that reason. I would go to it for the reason that you're under the pretense that it's actually happening organically. Like, if they're a couple and it's a POV porn, you're like, whoa, this is real. But obviously in the back of everyone's mind, you have to know that the porn is fake. That's something for me. I have to know that deep down it's actually fake. I just want to kind of believe it's real. The same way every Bang Bros or Cum Fiesta or Bang Bus, they presented it if it's real and you actually just picked up this chick on the corner and fucked her. But we all know that that's not what actually happened.
Yeah, I know.
So I need that. I need to know that it's not actually real.
So nobody's ever approached your brother just on the streets like, hey, you want to go for a ride?
I don't think once that has ever actually happened that some asswipes in a van were driving around and spotted a hot chick and said, hey, you need a ride? And they all ended up fucking banging her and shot a load at her face and they were like, here's the money, and drove off.
Kick her out at the curb.
Yeah, we all know it's a goof. Load
still on her face.
It's purely for entertainment.
Then they circle around the block, drive back, and okay.
All right, Zach, what else do we have for news?
All right, I got the last story.
All right.
It's pretty dry this week. All right. A teen in Ireland, all right, is in a coma after suffering a suspected heart attack when another boy gave him a vigorous ball squeeze as a lunchtime prank.
All right, if a guy squeezed another dude's nuts so hard that it caused a hospitalization, that's fucked up.
The 17-year-old
that goes victim. Beyond general horseplay.
Yeah, the 17-year-old victim was reportedly joking with some friends at school when another boy, quote, jerked his scrotum.
How do you jerk a scrotum?
A teacher
grab the scrotum and jerk on it.
Yeah. A teacher and another student.
I would
student.
Say tug almost sounds better, but because jerk almost inside implies
they
like wrapped
to
around
his handy, give a handy to his scrotum.
It's not like he's cupping the balls.
Yeah, now see, if it had just said like he kicked him in the nads, then I would have been like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
He like grabbed it and pulled. What the fuck is going on there?
The guy must have been wearing like basketball shorts or something. He couldn't have been wearing jeans.
You shouldn't be jerking another dude's junk in any way.
No. I never reached for any of my dude bros' junks.
No. A teacher and
well, except that story Kyle told.
Oh, how gross.
Oh, man.
Continue. No. All right. A teacher and another student attempted CPR before emergency services
scrotum?
Arrived.
Dad, is CPR the guy who got his nuts jerked?
I get,
the guy gets
back,
grabbed
so
by
like,
the ball
well.
Bag. They yank on it, and they call the fucking ambulance?
Yeah. He's in a coma.
By the way, where did you go to find this story? It's like it's not even it's non-domestic. Where
it's
did
pretty,
you
it's
find
pretty
that?
Great, isn't it?
It's a good one. I liked it.
Yeah. I can see some jerk ass at CNN being like, "Hey, that's pretty funny."
Yeah, maybe.
I think I got that from like Gawker.
I'm sure Wolf Blitzer is going to be talking about that later tonight. So
probably.
Yeah.
And you guys were talking about a fucking ferry with assholes on it. And
Anderson Cooper has that at the top of his list for tomorrow's CNN.
Chris Matthews is going to do a Dateline special.
An Irish kid in a coma. A vigorous ball squeeze. That's my favorite part.
Vigorous ball squeeze.
They didn't even say like he crushed his testicles or anything. It's just a vigorous
ball squeeze. Yeah, that's quote
from I don't even know that a woman has ever given me a vigorous ball squeeze.
Yeah. Well, that just sounds awful. Nothing about that sounds nice.
Okay, but we've all been there. At least I hope so. At some point where you've been with a girl and she's fondling your nuts or whatever and messing around with your balls, where she was squeezing or playing too hard, you just didn't say anything and you grin and bear it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was all the time. Like, she doesn't know she's hurting my nuts, but I can't say anything. Yeah. Like, I don't want to fuck up the...
What are you going to say? Whoa, take it easy. Like, come on, you're not a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But goddamn, she has no idea she's hurting my nuts. Like, stop.
Just gotta fuck through the pain.
Nuts are not like tits. They are way more sensitive.
It's true. Yeah, dude.
You can't just go to town.
It's not a fucking amusement park. We got some serious partage down there.
All right, Zach, is that all you have for news?
That's all I got for news.
I pulled a couple stories just for shits.
Did you?
To bring up, get in the news spirit. And this one I liked. Pregnant Florida woman goes on crack binge, gives birth in a motel, gnaws off umbilical cord with her own teeth. By the way, that is not my own writing. That is the headline.
Yeah. Goes on crack binge.
Yeah. Here's a picture of the chick, by the way. I mean, I'm sure she's similar to what you probably picture. Yeah, it looks like.
Well, that's actually much more attractive than I would have
expected. Yeah, she's not bad, right? Under different circumstances, you'd probably fuck her.
What kind of picture is that? Like, what kind of face is she making?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a gnaw off your fucking umbilical cord face right there.
Given that she smokes crack, I'm sure a lot of cock has touched those umbilical cords, but otherwise I would totally... Umbilical cords. Vocal cords.
All right. A newborn baby is in critical condition today because his mother tried to out Florida everyone else in her state. This depressing tale has everything. An all-day crack binge, a motel... giving birth in a bathroom, attempted murder charges, and an 11-month-old crawling around to witness it all.
You bring on the crack babies tonight.
Her name was Crystal. It's weird. Crystal Hassel, 37, told investigators she, her boyfriend, and her 11-month-old child checked into a motel room at the Vacation Host Inn on Friday night in Ocala. She said that even though she was 7 months pregnant, she started going into labor after smoking crack cocaine for an entire day. Vincent Terry, her boyfriend, left with the 11-month-year-old boy to run an errand, so Hassel delivered the baby alone in the bathtub. According to Marin County Sheriff's report, she even cut the umbilical cord with her own teeth and did not call for help the entire time.
She sounds like my kind of whore.
That's pretty badass.
I mean,
yeah.
That has to be one of the more fucked up stories we've ever touched on.
You know, I thought you were just going to say, like, she thought she was going into labor, so she immediately smoked some crack and then did the thing, and I was like, all right, well, that's cool. You know, like, I don't know, maybe you can't afford a hospital, you're like, I need a hit, I can't do this sober, crack will help me out. But if you're doing it all day and then you go into labor, you just sound like a gash.
All right, well, under that, it gets even a little bit better.
All right.
Kid probably shot out of there like a cannonball.
Her first call wasn't to 911. It was to her boyfriend, who she told to hurry up and get back. As her boyfriend sped to return, he was pulled over by Marion County deputies. He was wanted for attempted murder in Colorado. The newborn was airlifted to a Gainesville hospital where he is listed in critical condition. This is a really dark fucking story. The 11-month-old boy has been placed in foster care. The chick is on suicide watch in jail and faces child neglect charges. I would almost think she would be charged with attempted murder type shit.
That's bullshit. After all that crap,
she also has a third child, by the way. Oh, man. She also has a 16-year-old daughter who was born addicted to drugs as a result of her drug use during her pregnancy. I mean, if there was ever a reason on my show to call somebody a gash, this has to be it, right?
That's pretty bad.
That is just fucking awful.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's amazing that she smoked crack for 16 years and she's still alive and not in jail. And
right.
And that she looks like that. Holy shit.
That's pretty great.
I think those myths about crack have been exaggerated. I don't think it's that bad for you.
Yeah. As far as smoking crack goes, that chick's pretty goddamn hot.
Yeah, dude, obviously crack is totally on the level.
Yeah.
Man, oh, by the way, before we go, we only have a couple of minutes left. So I wanted to know, did anybody watch the Fargo premiere?
I recorded. I haven't watched it yet.
I only watched the first hour. I didn't, because I had to go to bed that night. I didn't know it was a 90-minute premiere.
Is it?
So the last 30 minutes I bailed on it, but I thought it was really cool.
Nice.
I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, I only ever, I actually just watched Fargo for the first time a couple weeks ago.
This is something I heard today that I didn't know, but apparently Fargo is going to be like True Detective, where every season is going to be self-contained, which is why Billy Bob Thornton's willing to do it.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that, but I also think that's kind of bullshit, because if you really like the character, it's like, well, it's over. They're going to be somebody else next season.
I wonder how many deep seedy crime stories are there in that area of the world. Like, how do you keep that show going? I think you could do
a lot of them, actually.
That involve murder and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think a good writer could find a lot of places to go with the small town concept of, you know, and Fargo's not actually that small a place. I think it's like 100,000 people. So
true. And a lot of the movie Fargo doesn't actually take place in Fargo. It's in Brainerd.
It's all over the place. No, I agree. I felt the same way about Matthew McConaughey in True Detective. I was like, when he fucking picks up his Emmy on stage, he's giving a speech, it's going to be weird being like, oh yeah, that was great, but I'm never doing that show again.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's totally his attitude. He's like, I'm not doing it again. Like, but he was fun, so but fucking never again. Good. I know. And it's
actually thought him and Woody Harrelson were equally good.
Yeah, they're both great. Just
they're unbelievable.
Matthew McConaughey had a better character, I guess.
Exactly. And McConaughey's in the spotlight with his Dallas Buyers and all the shit that's going on lately, you know. But still, I thought the show was very cool. At first, I was watching it, and it didn't feel like a movie in a way, and I think that's what kind of threw me off at first, that it wasn't masterfully crafted, like this artistic, the way that they made, the way the Coen brothers made the film look. And I realized that it's tailor-made more of a TV show. And once you realize it's a TV show and that it's an ongoing episodic thing, it really does encompass all those ideas from the film, and I like that.
I didn't know they were going to do multiple seasons. I thought it was just one miniseries. And after this, it was done, and they're never... But that's cool. They're doing more.
Yeah, I think it is cool.
Yeah.
And Billy Bob is great in that first episode, so I really think... Actually, all the acting was top-notch. You got Bob Odenkirk in there, Colin Hanks. I thought
it was very well. Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman
was really good.
Was he?
Yeah, very good. I was really impressed by him. Maybe more than anybody else.
But it wasn't good enough to stay awake.
No, well... I just,
if you can go back and watch it later, then it really doesn't feel like a sin to, you know,
miss the last half of the I really wanted to. I just couldn't. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got for this week.
Great.
I'm going to go ahead and call it. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Streaming live on Ustream.com. You can also reach us through our Facebook. You can tweet us at TheStatusBroShow. Email us at TheStatusBroShow@gmail.com. Closing out, I'm joined with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks, guys.
Andrew Egren.
Go give somebody a vigorous ball pull, Internet.
And our producer.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week on Status Bro.